Motion submitted on the procedure rule number 9, Council Constitution. We have got 1 hour for this. And I'm going to change it round and bring Councillor Whitehouse in first.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to propose an amendment to my own motion, if I may, to facilitate the very debate that Councillor Brodie, amongst others, would like to have about St Mary's Roundabout. And I would like to amend it to move that this council notes the impact upon the island of growing levels of vehicular traffic and observe that whilst the proposed redevelopment of St Mary's Roundabout Newport will inevitably have a short-term impact upon local traffic flows, the overall benefits of this essential scheme will, in the long run, outweigh that disruption. I don't want to speak at length about it myself, Mr. Chairman. I am purely facilitating a debate so that it is subsequently not necessary scandalously to waste public resources calling an extraordinary meeting of this council on a day, not least, when several of those who called for such a meeting can't even make it. So I hope that given we've got almost all members here, those who wish to express a view are able to do so. I think it's actually commendable that members have taken a passionate interest in this, because I know both as a motorist and as a local councillor just how crucial that roundabout is, but also how directly it is affected by troubles down at Coppins Bridge, which I think every resident on the island who drives knows must be an absolute priority for my good friend Councillor Ward, who seems to have the most unlucky portfolio I have ever seen in local government, with everything from the floating bridge to St Mary's roundabout, Coppins Road bridge roundabout, and of course ongoing issues with Island Roads, because it's a huge contract, there will always be issues. For, as a ward councillor, I have genuinely to say, however, that not a single resident has raised this matter with me, despite all the publicity and the concern. However, I do still have concerns about the details, as I know that my colleague Councillor Price, whose local residents are very affected by this, just as are Councillor Brodie's. So I hope by moving this amendment and accepting it myself, as it were, I can facilitate the very debate that colleagues want to put on public record while the press are still here. And with that, I will say no more, Chair. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll second it.
I won't reserve the right to speak, but it's normal protocol, I think, from now that we serve all members with a copy of any amendment. And I will make sure that we have a copy, because I think all councillors should see this.
Okay.
So if you're with your leave, I'll give it to the officers and ask them if they can just circulate it to members.
You'd like to see it?
Chairman, I want to ask whether this is really an amendment. If this is allowed to continue like this, anybody can put any motion, and then at the last minute put something entirely different, because it's got nothing to do with the original motion. So how can that be an amendment? The original motion says to move that this council notes the impact upon the island of the local government act. What the hell has that got to do with St Mary's Roundabout?
We are taking decisions under the provisions of the local government act.
Councillor Brodie.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, I would, before you perhaps bring the monitoring officer in, I would, whilst preferring to deal with it tonight personally, for reasons out of my control, because of course those who convene the meeting, the extraordinary, have no control over when it will be, sadly. I am one of those people who cannot make next Wednesday, having arranged the signatures for this meeting. Whilst I would be more than happy to debate this motion myself, I do very strongly consider it not to be an amendment. It is about an entirely different subject from the motion that is on the order papers for this council, which relates purely to the Local Government Act and not to vehicular traffic. This is dangerous ground. If you accept this as an amendment, you can accept an amendment on any different subject to motions tabled in the future. I would ask you, Chair, to take advice from our outgoing monitoring officer. Sorry you don't get an easy run in the last meeting, Helen. But as I say, I'm more than happy to debate it tonight, but I do think it actually would be in contradiction of how amendments to motions should be dealt with. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. So the Constitution, as currently written, provides that amendments to motions must be relevant to the motion. They can leave out words or insert or add words, as long as the effect of those actions are not to negate the motion, nor have the effect of introducing a new subject into the motion. So, Chairman, I'm afraid my advice to you is that you've heard the argument put forward by Councillor Whitehouse and you've heard the objections. It's a matter for you to rule on.
Sorry, I haven't spoken to the technical situation at all.
Well, Councillor Whitehouse, you responded to explain that it related to the Local Government Act. So to that extent, the Chairman has heard your explanation and that from Councillor Brodie. It's a matter for him if he wants to hear further.
We'll discuss it. I'll bring in Councillor John Evans next, please.
Chair, just a supplementary question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If we're discussing this tonight, this does not stop the fact that the extraordinary meeting next week is still called. Can you confirm that?
This motion has no bearing on that.
It's already been published, we cannot cancel next time.
Right, that meeting. I was never trying to do it.
Councillor Joe Simmons.
I move we take the vote.
I second.
Can we debate it just then for a few minutes?
I move to
proceed to
take
the vote.
I second.
On the entire process, please.
Can we just deal with the procedural position first? So, if the request has been to move to the vote, then in the first instance, the Chairman has to consider whether or not he thinks the item has been sufficiently discussed. If he does, then we take the procedural motion to the vote. If he doesn't think it has been sufficiently discussed, then we proceed with the debate. So again, Mr. Chair, it's your decision.
Sorry, George.
I think we need to discuss a little bit more. I'll bring in Councillor John Evans, please.
Thank you, Chairman. As we are due to discuss this fully next week, as the motion is before us for extraordinary council meeting, and as the members of Newport and Carrollwood Parish Council have had a full briefing, having eventually managed to get a briefing, though not one in public as we've been asking for the last 3 months, we are having to do it behind closed doors. We are getting a briefing on Tuesday the 24th, the day before, so we will be have more information to debate this extremely important motion, one that I'm getting daily emails from, not just single emails, and also, as Leader said earlier, the haulage companies are meeting on Monday. This is significant. We really need to not waste this evening and to go forward for the meeting next week. And I don't take that this is a valid amendment to Councillor Whitehouse's own motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Evans. Could I bring Councillor Fuller, please?
Thank you very much, Chairman. What is important to me is that this council is open and transparent about the works that carries on at St Mary's Roundabout. We all may have views on that, but the public aren't aware of what is in, what is going to be proposed. This is going to cause significant disruption for 15 months. Residents have approached me, and Councillor James Evans, I get approached several emails every week. It is important to the people of Newport. It is important to the people of Cowes. It's important to all of the people on the island. And I think we need to debate this for once and for all. I have requested openness, transparency, public meetings, public briefings, and that just hasn't happened. We need to have the opportunity to air this in an open environment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Could I bring the leader, please?
Thank you, Chair. Others may give some further detail on what I'm about to say. And the first thing is, as we all know, a council meeting is not a meeting where we can have public debate. It's a meeting where we exchange views with each other. That is why I very specifically asked officers to arrange a public meeting, because I felt, and this has come from a range of town and parish councils, East Cowes Town Council being one, I tend to agree with Councillor James Evans, that Newport and Cowes Town and Parish Council should have the opportunity to hear the full information. We don't do officer presentations in full council, but we will at the public meeting, because I think people need to understand all the information. Sometimes they don't know what they don't know. But there have been other occasions, and this can be supported with detail if you like, and this matter's been before both our scrutiny and our cabinet meetings in the past. And when I saw the names of the individuals who had signed for this, I wondered if they were actually paying attention at the time of those meetings, one of whom is the chair, because actually the opportunity, nobody called it in, cabinet made a decision, and now we seem to be wanting to revisit a decision and not even give the public debate, but the cabinet and council debate. So for that reason, I personally wonder if another meeting, special meeting, one item, next week, is going to achieve what I think the councillors who called it wanted, which is to have this matter publicly communicated, or it's actually just going to become a to and fro across this council chamber, which is very unimpressive. Councillor Fuller, I remember specifically that you raised with us at the meeting with Newport, East Cowes Town Councils, that your biggest concern was communication. I didn't listen to that. I spoke to my cabinet colleagues. We agreed a course of action which probably isn't necessarily what officers would like to happen. And that's not for a critical reason, but they perhaps don't see the same view as we do. I think we're being very open and transparent. And I know Councillor Price has made representation, Councillor Rowley yourself. So we're happy that people understand, because then when people understand all the circumstances, they can appreciate why we came to the decision we did. I don't think I can add anything else to it.
Thank you, Dina. Councillor
Gowans,
please.
Thank you, Chair. I can assure the Leader of the Council that the Chair of the Scrutiny Committee was paying great attention at the time of its discussion prior to Cabinet's meeting. Indeed, the Chair of that meeting moved an amendment which wasn't unfortunately supported by his colleagues to go to further consultation. So my view has always been consistent that the public have not been properly involved in this decision. It remains the same, and in fact I get increasingly alarmed at the approach to that. I welcome the Leader's announcement that there is to be a voltas on the lack of public meetings. I've long said that there should be such meetings. The question I put to Cabinet in February was about using the months coming from that point in time to engage with people. That time has been wasted. I read the communication strategy and note that despite the scheme being of several millions of pounds, and best practice would normally allocate a certain percentage to communications strategies, that there is no specific budget for communications over this scheme. And that would explain, I think, why whilst Councillor Whitehouse's inbox may not be yet troubled by this issue, I'm sure it will be, as people become more and more aware of what the impact of this scheme will be on their lives. Now, I would dispute the thrust of Councillor Whitehouse's amended motion that it outweighs that disruption, because it's predicated on too much hypothesis in terms of what can be achieved at Camp Hill. I'd certainly look forward to next Wednesday's meeting when we can more extensively discuss, because no other business will be before us, all of the issues around the newborn traffic model. I'm certainly concerned about is to bring properly to the attention to the public whether there is a degree of majority amongst the 40 of us rather than those 10 members of the cabinet who made the decision last September. I believe that there may not be that majority, and I think that is a fear for the cabinet, that actually a decision is taken which it has boldly asserted is going to be to the great benefit of the people of the Isle of Wight is not actually supporting it amongst even their own group. But time will tell. In a week's time, we will have that vote, and I may or may not be vindicated in that view. In terms of process, Chair, it is always your prerogative to decide whether or not something it can be moved constitutionally. I am with Councillor Whitehouse on this, that I would be delighted if the new monitoring officer led a review to bring the constitution up to something that is described, but I wonder if 6 months will be enough time to do that. And finally, although I did not speak before, may I just thank the monitoring officer for her work with her. I no doubt she will be pleased never to ever again hear that phrase, calling.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. That's finished. Councillor Price, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I've made it quite clear from the outset with this project that I was against it. I'm against it because I wasn't prepared to speak about this tonight, but I'm against it ultimately because it does not address the issues that we experience right now. And that is the nub of the problem here. And I don't think there's going to be any convincing that we don't go away from that fact at any point. The problem with this motion tonight is that it will inevitably have a short-term impact on local traffic flows. Well, 15 months isn't short-term when you're running a business. A month is short-term when you're running a business. And the effect that this is going to have on businesses, I mean, it seems incredible that we're only engaging with the audience next week. I mean, you know, the communication has been abysmal. I've been to briefings here, and I brought up countless issues at briefings here. And I think many of those issues I brought up were actually listened to during the process because they've been brought into that scheme. I know some things that me and Councillor Garrett and Councillor Brodie and John Evans have all mentioned, and Councillor Hogarth as well, we mentioned things that are now in that scheme. But it still doesn't get away from the fact that we're all alarmed because we're getting closer and closer to it. We're getting more and more communication from our residents, and we realise just how against it residents are, and I think if the communication had been better, few more may have been sort of convinced that this was a good idea. But I think actually the meeting next week would give many of us, certainly the Newport members, a chance to represent our residents properly. If we just talk about the area of Newport that needs dealing with is Coppins Bridge. Any person on this island knows that, whether they drive or not. And I represent Fairley Road, half of Staplers, Snooks Hill, most of Coppins Bridge, the bottom of the High Street, South Street, and the bottom of the dual carriageway, and the Fairley Slip Road. So if there's one person, if there's one thing that it really brings to me is the fact that all of those residents that live nearby or use Coppins Bridge every day are going to look to us as to why the hell we're not spending the money solving some of the quite easy to resolve issues there now before we deal with this. But I think ultimately I'd still want this meeting to go ahead next Wednesday, which obviously it sounds like it will, but I'm grateful for maybe some of the members that can't be there next week to be able to talk tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Mosbell.
They didn't give me a microphone when they tried to tell me something. No, I'm fine. If there's anybody that can't hear me, then seriously. For me, I get the issues. I get why we're having a meeting next week. It does feel a little bit like it's a, another way of having a call-in, because I have sat and read the scrutiny meeting details from the 11th of September last year. I have read the cabinet meeting minutes from and the decisions that were 2 days after that, September last year. For me, it's not so much about St Mary's Roundabout, what's going. How have we gone a year when we went to be elected to represent our communities, that when we are getting so close to starting such a large piece of work, that we're now having extraordinary council meetings, that we haven't all given ourselves a, you know, a technical term to kick up the bum if we found out that the communication wasn't right. I know if I was a representative and I was having that new church in Arrowton, to be fair, highly unlikely, but if we were, I would have had that public meeting by now. I would have listened to my residents, and by now, 6 months ago, if we are talking, the minutes in front of me are a year ago we talked about this. So why have we not got to the point? That's my question, is why have we got to here and we haven't had a public meeting, we haven't listened to our residents? That's fine. But that's all I need to know, is how have we got to this and we're now having an extraordinary meeting? Because we need to make sure our residents are communicated with. And clearly, there are people in this room who are saying that they haven't been. That's all I want to know.
Point of order, Chairman, please. Just to say that while I take on board what Councillor Mosnell said, actually, the issue is that this scheme is different. It's not the scheme. It's not the same scheme. And secondly, the new board members have been asking all the way through for this engagement.
Councillor Brady.
Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Brady. Sorry, Councillor Brady. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. There's no doubt that the roadworks that can be carried out are major roadworks, and yes, they will cause initial problems. I use that road for 10 years down to Cowden back every day, and as it stands at the moment, the traffic is an absolute nightmare getting in and out of Cowden as it stands, which is why when I saw the plans for this one, you know, I looked favourable on it. It takes the infrastructure in place for future development. Communication, yes, could have been better, and as the leader said, the communication could be better. But whenever we have communication within the council, members' briefings is so poorly attended. So we can't even get our internal communication right, let alone external communication, because members do not turn up for briefings. I think it's right that the Council of White House support this call this evening, because people that want to speak are here, because the numbers next week can be so low, they won't get a chance to put their point across. I refer back to scrutiny. Scrutiny took place 11th of September last year, and there's only two recommendations. The Cabinet Member for Infrastructure Transport would clarify the northbound flow from the hospital, and the Cabinet would be urged to use a significant portion of the Section 106 monies to look at cycle and pedestrian routes. That was discussed at Cabinet 2 days later. Yes, the plan has been tweaked since then, only positively on recommendations, so I'm really proud to see a year later, while we're now having another meeting next week on the same month that the works are starting. I think it is, you know, yes, it will be disruption, we acknowledge that, but at the end of the day, it's the right thing to have on that area. And yes, Cobham's Bridge has got to be linked to it, and it will be, as Councillor Ward has explained several times. So, you know, I think it's absolutely right this does go ahead, and I think it's right we debate it this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. I've got Councillor Outlaw.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I thought I'd say something on this because I'm not able to attend the extraordinary meeting next week because I'm on fire authority business that week. I think it's worth noting that we shouldn't underestimate the disruption that this work will cause. I believe it will be significant. I also think that the communications on this matter has been could have been a lot better. It's been found wanting. But I would also say that every project, infrastructure project, which is done anywhere in this country, has a disruptive effect. And if we were doing the work on Coppins Bridge, for example, that would be no different. but this is part of a whole scheme of work around Newport, which is there to deliver a better service, not a better road system long term. As I said, every infrastructure project of this kind of nature will be disruptive, but ultimately the benefits should outweigh the difficulties. If you are like I, travel on the A3 regularly, you would have known that the disruption of building the Hindhead Tunnel was a disaster. Well, you wouldn't be without the Hindhead Tunnel today. And okay, not all infrastructure projects are great, but I'm not solely sold on the smart motorway work which is going on for 18 months on the M27 at the moment, which I experience every week. But I genuinely believe that the decision that was taken by the Cabinet to make this decision on this was the right thing to do, and I'd stand by that, and I'd like to reiterate that because I can't be here next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Lord Councillor Brodie.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry for trying to interrupt earlier on. Can I firstly thank Councillor Matthew Price for what he said? He is my Alloway councillor, and he's actually representing the people who live in possibly the busiest traffic ward on the Isle of Wight. You know, mine's pretty bad because I live on the other side of Stafford's Road and St George's Way and half of Cotton's Bridge as well. But he's spoken for the people that he represents. Matthew also has a personal interest in personal knowledge of how this might develop, because he runs a business in my ward which is very close to the Asda roundabout. Now, if people remember the chaos that that caused and it overran, because it was run by Island Roads, because they could never deliver on time. It was ill-designed, as I've also already referred to. But this affects Matthew's business, as it quite often does down on Padley, whenever this council starts to do road infrastructure issues in Newport. So I'd like to thank Matthew for that. Now, one of the reasons that I decided to try and call a meeting, because I'm fed up. When I walk my ward on a daily basis, or cycle around it, of people asking me about this, seeming to think that because I'm an Alloway councillor, I voted for this. Because they can't, most people, they're not silly or anything, they don't understand this executive model. They think, once this council makes a decision, all 40 of us have voted for it. Now, only 10 councillors actually voted for it. I didn't vote for it. Most of the guys over here, girls over here didn't vote for it. Matthew didn't vote for it. John Nicholson, who's going to be affected as much as anybody in Nicholson, Paul didn't vote for it. Laura didn't vote for it. We didn't have that opportunity to speak. So we called an extraordinary meeting, and I wasn't expecting this to happen. Well, perhaps I should have expected it, really, but I wasn't expecting it, so I haven't prepared any major notes to say. Now, we in Newport, the council, you've heard of all of us, you know, all of us, we're pretty much well one on this, to be honest. We've got a briefing, at last, not the one we want, we wanted a proper briefing where the public could listen, not necessarily ask questions, but listen. We asked for that for months on end through our now chair, Julie Jones Evans. She's now taken over from me as the chair. She's assiduously pursued that, and Highland Roads has refused to provide the sort of briefing we want. We're now going to get it, but I ask a question. I want Alloway Council officers there, not just Island Roads and their magic consultant. I want our officers there, because they seem to be absent through all of this. So therefore, just to conclude, I do thank the leader of the council for organising the public meeting. Dave and I had a long conversation last week, and I appreciate him having that with me on the telephone last Friday. I think there has been movement. But I do think you need to have the proper debate next week. I will walk against this. I think it's hijacking a motion about local government, and I do worry that it's been accepted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Brodie. Councillor Love and Councillor Ward. Sorry, Councillor Ward. So, I can remind people there's about 30 minutes left. Okay, there's still another couple of motions to go after this.
Chairman, thank you. Like others in this chamber, I have been a councillor for 9 or 15 years. Some of you are even more senior than that. I have never experienced a communication package as comprehensive as the one that was put to me. Okay? Now, it may not be sufficient. I can see that. But we tried. Every single resident got a letter in the local area explaining what was going to happen. Every councillor had a briefing note. I know, because I read it before it was released. Someone says the hauliers weren't consulted. Not true. I've seen the officers go back to the hauliers and say, yes, you were consulted, this is what you said. So, you know, there's a lot of make-believe going on in here. We hear stories of, we've asked for this for months. The only person who was approached to me asking for a public meeting has been cancelled. Matt Price. That's it. So who are all these people you were talking to? Because it never got to me. Okay, let's go on to the project. People say, oh, well, it won't address the problem that we have now. We've had this problem for years. We all know that. But unless we do something, that we're never going to address that problem. If we cancel this, you're stuck with that problem for as long as the government want to give us some more money sometime in a few decades later. Okay, and it's not principally about the problem now. It's principally about the problem in the future. This is future-proofing our roads. And I've said to officers, and let's not keep talking about St Mary's Roundabout. That is only one element of the project. The project is the Newport Junction project. And we talk about Collins Bridge. You've heard the leader talk about linked traffic lights. The traffic lights at Collins Bridge will be linked to the ones at St Mary's. So there's no point in tackling that problem until you've started the process at the top of the hill. It's as simple as that. It is one continuous process. So to think this is all bits and pieces, it's not. It's a comprehensive programme with various elements to it. Councillor Julia Jones-Evans said to me, I was part of an email saying, you've abandoned the project under the dual carriageway. Not abandoned at all. It's all part of the plan.
Wouldn't your office
have abandoned? Okay. It depends what you're calling the project. Okay? Our project is to make the traffic move through that junction. Okay, Jim, it's obviously time for me to wind up. But we have been advised by professional engineers. I'm not sure how many professional engineers are on the other side of the chamber, but they're talking as if they know all the answers and how we're going to do this. You're wrong. Who are you getting your professional advice from? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ward. I'm going to bring in Councillor Love and then ask Councillor Whitehouse to sum up after.
Thank you, Chair.
St Mary's Roundabout is not the problem. We've already identified that. Lots of people have articulated that. So I just cannot understand why we are not doing the preparation first in making sure that the rest of the highway is working properly and thoroughly before moving on to a project like this, which will cause absolute bedlam. So that's going to happen anyway with such a big project. But we've not put the elements in place first to deal with the outfall. So for instance, you know, we haven't got a working floating bridge at the moment, never mind anything else. So this is an exact replica in terms of how this is being managed in terms of the floating bridge. So what I'm saying to you is we do not have the systems in place. The community, a community only waits at the last minute. You know this for a fact, all of you. You know that that's what happens. The community suddenly wakes up to the reality of what's going to happen. Well, the community has woken up. My community is already heavily congested, not just because of the floating bridge, but because of red funnel holds up and so on. And now we're going to be compounded without being able to guarantee that that ready floating bridge will deliver, which has been off for almost a week already. So I want to see all of the elements in place before any of that happens. Where is the electronic signage around the town, entering Whippingham Racecourse, entering at St Mary's, entering at other places which directs people? You talk about information flow.
This council is absolutely dreadful at its information flow. And I mean dreadful for many years, not just now, you know, because we consistently say, oh yes, we want to improve the, you know, I wish I had a pound for every time the leader has said that he's going to help improve communication. That communication is not helping. And so now, that's why I supported us having an extraordinary meeting next week, so that more people can listen and hear what is going on.
Thank you. Councillor Whitehouse, we'd like to sum up, please, and go to the vote.
Oh, Councillor. Sorry. No, I have nothing more to say. You'll be delighted to hear. I think we should go straight to the vote. Thank you.
All those in favour, please. Those who wish to vote in favour of their recommendation, please vote yes.
Councillor Abraham, Councillor Axford, Councillor Beston, Councillor Grading, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hastings, Councillor Hendry, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Kilpatrick, Councillor Mosdell, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Ward, Councillor Whitehouse, and Councillor Stewart and Councillor Cameron.
Thank you. Those against?
Councillor Price, Councillor Andre, Councillor Downer, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howe, Councillor Megan, Councillor PC Wilcox, Councillor Stevens, Councillor James Evans, Councillor Love, Councillor Brodie, Councillor Barry, Councillor Garrett, Councillor Smart.
Any abstentions?
Councillor Tindall.
That's 18 for, 13 against, and one abstention. So the motion carries. Thank you. Councillor Brodie, sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. Right, just very briefly, Chair, it's interesting on here that we've withdrawn. Can I just say, I'm actually quite surprised we're still on the agenda. I hadn't asked for it today. And after the last meeting, members will be aware that Councillor Mosdell emailed all members to say that essentially she was going to force a review of the current Arlawak Mental Health Transformation Blueprint, and she's also assured me that it will be enabling the voice of service users. That satisfied me, it satisfied the charter of the council who would second it, unsurprisingly, Councillor Lilly, so I withdraw the motion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Lilly. Councillor